Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. Our app works great as a simple soundboard, but we want to push the envelope and enable custom sounds. Sounds that the user can record and reuse. So this is going to require a few changes to our app. In this lesson, what we're going to do is add an application bar with a record button on it. So when the user clicks on the record button, it'll navigate the user to a new XAML page where they can record their new custom sounds. You've probably seen an application bar before, even if you didn't realize what the name of it was. Application bars appear at the bottom of the viewable area of your app, and they contain a number of icons as well as possibly an ellipsis, which when you tap the little ellipsis reveals text below the icon or possibly the menu with additional options. So we're going to see it all work before the end of this lesson. So our game plan in this lesson is, first of all, we're going to use the project template. It already has some boilerplate code that will create an application bar for us. So we're merely going to uncomment out that code and then revise it just a little bit to display an application bar with a record button on it and a menu option to record. And then we're going to work with the appresources.resx file so that the text on our new application bar can be localized in the future. Then we're going to clean up some unused files. The old data model should go. We don't need it any longer. You'll see how it prevents us from moving forward, and we'll get rid of it. And then finally, we're going to wire up and create event handler method stubs for the application bar button and the menu option. I misspoke a moment ago. That menu option won't be to record. It'll actually be able to show an about menu, which we'll handle a little bit later. And then in subsequent lessons, we'll flesh out the functionality for the event handler methods to both navigate to a new page and then show an about message box, I guess you could say. All right, so if you take a look at the mainpage.xaml.cs, at the very top, there's this sample code to localize the application bar. If you uncomment that out, you can see that it will quickly turn to a red squiggly, and that's because the code it refers to here has been commented out as well. So I'm going to just select this whole thing, and I think I can just go to edit and then go to uncomment selection, or you could just hit the chord, control E, control U, and it will do the same thing. And so that will uncomment this entire section of code right here. Neat little trick there, okay? And so by uncommenting out these lines of code, we've added a simple application bar to our app. Now obviously we're gonna wanna change the image that's referenced in this line right here, and we wanna use the microphone.png file instead in our assets app bar folder. All right, we want to use this microphone.png file. So I'm going to make that change. So we'll change from that to microphone.png. And then let's go ahead and run the app. And at this point, all we really want to do is just see our new app bar in action. All right, so there it is. There's our app bar. And when we click the ellipse, we see that it has this add, we'll change the wording for that, and then this menu item, we'll change the wording for that as well. But at any rate, we're off to a great start. Let's go ahead and stop this. There is one thing to note here, just by virtue of the fact that this method is called build localized application bar, it suggests that this application bar is retrieving its textual values from our appresources.resx file. All right, so let's open that up. All right, so let's just change a few of these. For example, I'm going to change app bar button text to app bar about, and we'll change the value to about. We'll change this one to app bar record and change the value to just record. And then let's change this sample property to app bar save, and we'll use this in the future for the value save. Let's save all that. And the next thing that I want to do is I'm going to go back here to this build localize application bar method in the main page.xaml.cs. And I'm going to need to reference the settings that I added in the appresources.resx file just a moment ago. And in fact, I'm probably just going to have to rewrite a lot of this. So let's take a few moments here. All right, so I changed things around a little bit, but it makes a little bit more sense to me. Let me get rid of some of these. And yeah, we didn't use the constructors in our new application bar icon button and application bar menu item, but we were able to add the icon and the text for the record button icon that appears below it, as well as the menu item. And I have a reason for this, and we'll come back to it a little bit later and you'll see. But at any rate, you can see where I've added the button to the collection of buttons for the application bar and the about app bar to the collection of menu items for the application bar. Now, if I try to rerun the app at this point, something interesting happens. I get an error, and it says the soundboard.resources.appresources does not contain a definition for sample property. What? What do we do? Well, you can see here that in our mainviewmodel.cs, I was pulling a value called sample property from the templated version of the appresources.resx file, but I deleted that, and since I no longer have it, my old data model code for the main view model croaks on this line, okay? And so now what I can really do is kill two birds with one stone by deleting the old data model classes for my project. So to do this, I am going to go to the view models folder, and I'm careful just to select the old view model code, the main view model.cs and the item view.model.cs, and I'm going to right click and select delete. Select OK. And that should clean up the code base by removing unnecessary code and removes the errant reference to the non-existent entry in the app.resources. So one of my favorite authors uses this phrase that you can stay, if you stay organized, you can stay productive. So you should be looking to keep your work area clean, like a sushi chef. Always working on using the tools and then moving them to the correct places. So while I comment code out that I don't think I'm going to need anymore, I do want to comb through the code once a day to keep the code base pristine as possible. When I open up somebody else's code and I look at it, I automatically assume that all the code there is being used. However, sometimes there are classes or there are methods that are no longer called. This adds friction and confusion to the process when you give your code to somebody else or when you look at your own code, a few weeks after you wrote it. So when I'm not recording videos and I'm actually writing code, you know, like for real, I rely on a third-party tool called ReSharper. In fact, a lot of people do. It'll analyze your code and it will find unused classes and methods and point them out to you. And it can also locate duplicate code and recommend changes and 1,000 other improvements to your code. I highly recommend it. It's not cheap, but if you're serious about software development at some point, you might want to look into it. At any rate, this time whenever we run the app, we can see that the app bar will look like what we expect. The record button looks correct, and now we have an about menu box, or about menu item, rather. All right, very cool. So finally in this lesson, what I want to do is wire up the button and the menu item using event handler methods. And so to do that, what I'm going to do is go back to this code, build localized application bar. And so for, first of all, my record audio app bar button, I'm going to go to the click event, and I'm going to go plus equals, and I'm going to click tab so that it automatically creates that event name. And then I'm going to click tab a second time to generate that handler, the method stub for that event handler in my class. And it automatically creates a throw new not implemented exception, just so it reminds me that we have work to do here. What we're going to do is actually leave that in for now so I don't forget. And then I'm going to go down to my about app bar. And I'm going to add a click event handler there as well. Tab. And now I have a new event handler that's been stubbed out, that'll throw an exception if we call it, but at least now we're ready to move forward with our apps. So to recap, the big takeaway in this lesson was how to create a new application bar, an application bar icon, and an application bar menu option. We used templated code and the appresources.resx file, and then wired up event handler method stubs, which we'll fully implement in the coming lessons. So let's keep pushing forward. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you. Thank you.